This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Zanai Purnima and Gai Jatra festivals being observed across the country today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says religious and cultural festival will help in enhancing national unity. And United Nations alarm as Ukraine nuclear power plant shelled again. Now the news in detail. Zanai Purnima or Rishi Tarpani festival is being celebrated across the country today with gaiety and fervour. The festival is basically observed by the majority of Hindus in the country. On the occasion of Zanai Purnima today, the Takatharis or those who wear the Zanai, the sacred thread, around their bodies from the left shoulder to right, change the sacred thread after having a haircut and a bath. Former chairperson of the Calendar Determination Committee, Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam, said Hindus received the yellow thread called Raksha Bandhan, which is tied around the wrist as an amulet that is purified through the chanting of mantras by Brahmin priests as a symbol of protection from fear and disease. The occasion is also observed as Kwanti Purnima by the Newar community. Kwanti, a soup prepared from 9 different beans, is a special delicacy added to the Nepali menu today. In the Tarai region, there is a tradition in which sisters tie an attractive rakhi around the wrist of their brothers, wishing them long life and prosperity. Devotees worship Lord Shiva at Pashupatinath in Kathmandu and at Kumbeshwar in Lalitpur and other Shiva temples across the country and take holy dips in ponds, lakes and rivers. Religious fairs are held at Gosai Kunda in Raswa district and at Triveni in Jumla district to observe the festival with offerings to Lord Shiva. Similarly, today itself, the traditional festival of Gai Jatra or the Cow Festival is being observed in 3 cities of the Kathmandu Valley and some other places in the country amid various entertainment programs, fun, humor and satire. The 8-day festival generally falls on the first day of the waning moon in the month of Vadra ending Ashtami as per the lunar calendar. During this time-honored tradition, people of all ages in the guise of cows and lunatics go around the city wearing art costumes to commemorate those who died during the past year. The festival is believed to have started during the time of King Pratap Malla, who in a bid to console his queen much grieved at the death of his son in a smallpox epidemic ordered his people to organize humor and satire programs in various comic postures. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has expressed his best wishes for good health, long life and progress to all Nepalis living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan, Zanai Purnima and Gai Jatra celebrated in the Newari community. In a message of best wishes today, the Prime Minister has noted that the religious and cultural festival of Raksha Bandhan will help in enhancing national unity, harmony and brotherhood among Nepalese and has wished that festival inspire everyone to follow the path of truth and integrity. Nepal joins the rest of the world today in celebrating International Youth Day. The theme of the day this year is intergenerational solidarity, creating a world for all ages. Although today is marked every year, the status of implementation of youth issues is not satisfactory in the country. International Youth Day is an awareness day designated by the United Nations in 1999. The purpose of the day is to draw attention to a given set of cultural and legal issues surrounding youth. The first International Youth Day was observed on 12th August 2000. Various programs have been organized today, highlighting the different issues pertaining to the youth. 2 children died drowning while swimming in the Kankai Canal at Shiva Shakti Municipality 9 in Chapa District. Spokesperson at the district police office Champa, Basanta Pathak, said the dead were 11-year-old Anjila Sundas and 12-year-old Sikum Rai of Aitabari of the municipality. Spokesperson of Japa Police and Deputy Superintendent of Police, DSP Thapa, shared that the dead bodies of the two were recovered during the search from the police personnel and local residents last night. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. More shelling of Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has been reported, with Ukraine and Russia again blaming each other for the attack. Its site said there were 10 hits on the office and fire station of Europe's biggest power plant on Thursday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it could lead to disaster. China and the US both called for UN experts to be allowed to urgently visit the plant, but similar demands in the past have so far not been acted upon. Earlier, the US also called for a demilitarized zone to be established around the plant. However, Russia's UN representative said demilitarization was not an option, suggesting that it would make the plant more vulnerable to provocations and terror attacks. A prominent Afghan cleric who supported the Taliban and was in favor of female education has been killed. Sheikh Rahim Mullah Haqqani reportedly died in a suicide bomb blast in Kabul. Speaking to Reuters, Taliban sources say the religious leader was targeted by a man who detonated explosives hidden in an artificial plastic limb. The Islamic State IS group, which has previously targeted the cleric, claimed responsibility for the bombing, saying it happened inside his office. According to local reports, the attack took place at an Islamic seminary in the Afghan capital. Sheikh Haqqani was a supporter of Afghan's Taliban government and a prominent critic of the jihadist militant group Islamic State Khorasan Province ISK, a regional affiliate of IS that operates in Afghanistan and opposes the Taliban's rule. He is one of the highest profile figures to have been killed in the country since the Taliban returned to power last year. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will not oppose the release of the warrant that let FBI agents search his Mar-a-Lago home earlier this week. In a statement, Trump said he was encouraging its immediate release but repeated his claim the search was unnecessary and politically motivated. The U.S. Department of Justice has made a rare request to a Florida court to unseal the warrant. If granted, it would mean the documents are made available to the public, and it could confirm the reason for Monday's search of Trump's Florida home, something that the Justice Department has not yet revealed. The FBI's search is believed to be connected to an investigation into whether the former president removed classified records and sensitive material from the White House. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Zanai Purnima and Gaizatra festivals being observed across the country today. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says religious and cultural festival will help in enhancing national unity. And United Nations alarm as Ukraine nuclear power plant shelled again. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.